Okay, so we're on deck Yotet tonight. So let me begin a few lines from the top on Yotet Aleph. the fourth line. So this is Yotet Aleph, Baba Kama. By Ravashi, he knew the Sroro of Rabbi Nezek, when she knew the Sroro of Rabbi Nezek. So the Gemara has, we know already that by Karen, you can have Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalin, by Karen. So the Gemara has a question. Let's say by Chatzi Nezek Sroro, let's say a person does the Chatzi Nezek Sroro again, as the animal is walking and it kicks up some pebbles as it walks and it causes damage. So it's Chatzi Nezek, Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, according to the Chachamim. Let's say a person, the animal does a Shinui. A Shinui, like it kicks it. In other words, normally it's just walking, and it kicks it up. So should we say that just like with Karen, you, in other words, it could be Chatzi Nezek of its tam, but or it could be Nezek Shalem. Perhaps we could say that with Sroro, perhaps if it's done with a Shinui, which would be the equivalent of Karen, maybe it drops down to a quarter Nezek. Then that's the issue. In other words, Karen is Meshuna. So let's say, in other words, with the Chatzi Nezek Sroro, if I take the Chatzi Nezek, if that's the full damage, then if I do it with a shinui, maybe it should be Revi
Especially for
Nezek. Just within the Chachamim. So let's take a look. So by Ravashi, the Revi Nezek. Let's take a look at Rashi, the third wide line. The Rabbanan, like you were saying, Yosef, with the sheets of the Chachamim, the Pliya Samchus, Rami ki Chasi Nezek, the normal way of walking is Chasi. If the animal did a shina with the own ba'atabarag law, it kicked with its leg, umachmad biyuk, he sees its furrowed, and then because of the kicking, it kicked up, some pebbles. The shibra kalim, and it broke kalim, yichashiv shinui, he says, v'habi kitam, does that make it the equivalent of a tam by the Karen, who was shalim rabbi like, daha aha datan chatzin. It means when it's full muad, it's chatzin it's furrowed. So maybe there's a shinui, it could be like a tam that way. So see back in the Gemara, that's the question Ravashi poses. So again, so on the fourth line, by Ravashi, shinui the sroro of Ravinezek, away shinui the sroro of Ravinezek. So tipshut lemi d'rabba. The Gemara says, well, Ravashi, we should be able to extrapolate the answer from Rabba's question. By Rabba posed the question, yesh ha'adav sroro away ha'adav sroro. In other words, is there, by sroro, can I do hadak? Can I make it even nezek shalem by sroro? In other words, can sroro be jacked up to complete nezek? Michlal, the ain shinui. In other words, we're figuring there's two tiers. In other words, if sroro, if the maximum tier is 50%, then shinui could be 0.25%. But if sroro, Rava has a question. Maybe sroro is 100%. If you have hadak. In other words, if a person is warned with the sroro, so then, like
Max.
the max is, so then it's going to cut to half, but not more than that. So since he has that question, he says Michlal de'ein shinui. So the Gemara says Dilma Rabim Tivsi Lomar Kama. Maybe Rava was Masupak on this. Him Tivsi Lomar ein shinui yesh hadah. In other words, if there's no shinui, if it's no quarter, then in those circumstances, is there hadah? Oh, ain't hadah, or maybe there's no hadah. And then I could have the shinui. In other words, the Gemara is figuring there's possibly two tiers, not three tiers. So the two tiers would either be a quarter and 50, or 50 and 100. Those are the two tiers. So the Gemara asks the question, maybe it's a quarter. If you do shinui, it's like the Karen, it's tam, and then otherwise 50%. The Gemara says, but Rava has a question. Maybe it's even 100 if the owner was warned that you're cow, whatever, keeps kicking up pebbles and breaking kalim. So it's 100, so then there's no question about the quarter. So the Gemara says he was masupak on that. Okay? Take you. All right, now, 10 lines down. By Ravashi, koach kocho l'simchus kekocho d'amilo. So that we discussed this yesterday. So again, when we talk about Sroro, it's where the animal is impacting on an object and then the object is shooting off and damaging somewhere else. So it's like a little bit more removed from the animal. But let's say you have koach kocho. Koach kocho would mean
let's say the pebble shoots off and bashes into a keli, and the keli cracks and then sends off another shard that goes off somewhere else. That's doubly removed from it, from the animal in this case. So the Gemara says, so by Rav Ashi, ko kokol sumchus kokol dami. Now sumchus holds the throat is nezek shalim. So he says, is that kokol? Is that the same thing? Olo. And here's the key line: migamir halacha umu kokol. Does sumchus subscribe to the halacha Moshe Sinai? And I looked a little bit into your question. I saw the brisker of. Okay, let's all discuss a little bit. Okay, so 1 minute. So he says, so in other words, the Simchas admit there is halacha Moshe Sinai, and there is halacha Moshe Sinai of Chatzin Nezek Sroro, but it's not when it shoots a pebble and then crashes the keli. That koa koko, that's so he learns the halacha Moshe Sinai. Or maybe he doesn't describe the halacha at all. So Taylor is going to take it. So yesterday, Michael asked the question. The Rambam says that with halacha Moshe Sinai, there's no machloket. So I have two answers. There's a third answer also, but the two answers. The first answer I have is from the Maariv Chayes. The Maariv Chayes. The Maariv Chayes. So the Maariv Chayes says that the halacha Moshe Sinai was that there's liability for tsroro, but within that there's a machloket what the liability is. So in other words, when the Rambam says there's no machloket with the halacha. But Moshe Sinai means that everybody will agree with Allah Moshe Sinai, but within the Pratim, there could be a Machloket.
Oh, I have a different.
Okay, one second. Where's it going?
Heard something?
Oh, all right. Now, all right, so that's that.
I'm not going to be some.
Right. In other words, no. Let's go back. So, in other words, the Maariv Chayes is saying that Simchas also subscribes to Lacha Moshe Sinai, but he's learning Lacha Moshe Sinai is just that it teaches that there's like liability for the Sroro. But within that, there's a machloket what the liability is. And then there's a discussion, why do I need a Lacha Moshe Sinai to teach me full liability? Then there's another answer, and then we'll hear more from Michael. This is from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says that that when we say that there's right, when we say that there's no machloket, it means if it was a halacha psuka, in other words, it was well accepted, this is a halacha. But where the halacha had been forgotten and then reconstituted with pilpul, then there is a machloket about the halacha Moshe Sinai. So, in other words,
How do we know what was spoken?
He goes like this. That's the piece I know a little bit about.
Okay.
He said that when Moshe Rabbeinu died during the Shloshim,
Right.
they forgot 1,700
No,
halachos.
I thought it was 3,000, whatever. I go with
1,700 is what they said today.
that.
Okay, 1,700. And through Bilpul, they were able to get.
The Gemara says that Otniel ben Kenaz was able to restore it with
Right.
Pilpul.
And so machlokas on those 1,700.
All right. So,
this is one of the 17.
all right. I thought it was 3,000, but either way, you get the idea. All right, let's take a look. So I'm going to go further to the Gemara. All right, now, it could be different versions, you know what I mean? Like sometimes they have. Okay, so we're 10 lines down in the 10. Okay, now this is going back to the Mishnah that you had on Sunday. So the Mishnah says, "Haitame if the animal was kicking, osha yutzro manatze mitacha ragleha, or pebbles were shooting off from its feet, b'shibrata kelim, and it broke kelim." Mishalim chatzinezek. So this is again the din of chatzinezek. Sibayaluhehi ka'amar. So the Gemara says, what exactly does the Mishnah mean? Is it A, haitameva etet, b'hizika b'biyuta, that it was kicking and it kicked a keli and broke it? O tsuror torachayu, or it kicked up pebbles and then the pebbles destroyed a keli. And in each case, Mishnah Chatzinezek, that could be one way to learn, and we'll see how this works with the biut. So the biut is that's a total of Karen. In other words, that's Mishuna, that the animal kicks a keli. So that would be Karen Chatzinezek or the Tsoror Chatzinezek, Rabbanan, in which case our Mishnah would subscribe the Shita of the Chachamim. O Dilma He says that it was kicking and it damaged with its kicking. So this meaning, Yeah. So it means the first part is the same. It was kicking and it broke the keli. But here, in other words, it kicked up the srorot. In other words, so that would be mishunawis. The first version is as soon as sroro once walking, garden variety srorot. The second version is saying it kicked up the srorot, which is mishuna. And then it's mishalim chatzi nezek. Haki orchei mishalim nezek shalim. So if it would be doing srorot in the normal fashion, it would be nezek shalim. In other words, the second version would be like sumchus. Sumchus would say, how much is srorot nezek shalim? So that's when it walks regularly. But if it's kicking in, it's mishuna, this is taking the version that within sumchus, it would be chatzi nezek. So he says, umani sumchusi. So the way that Rav Leibowitz was saying, in other words, here is just saying, does our Mishnah subscribe to the shita of the Chachamim? Is it reflecting that opinion? Or is it reflecting the opinion of sumchus? So when the Mishnah says that it was that's the same thing. Okay. But otsrorot is srorot orchayu, srorot the regular way, and then the Mishnah says chatzinezek for that. Or is it srorot from beita, and that's chatzinezek, but regular srorot would be nezek shalem. So, okay? Okay or not? In other words, the Mishnah says it's chatzinezek, but the question is, what type of srorot is the Mishnah speaking about? Is it speaking about srorot orchayu, normal srorot, chatzi nezek, that's the shita chachamim, or is it abnormal srorot, and regular srorot would be nezek shalim, that would be like sumchus. So the Gemara says, with me, so the Gemara says, and our Moshe, we're around 20 lines down in Yutet Amin Aleph. Okay, our Moshe, you got it? Okay. So the Gemara says, around 10 lines above where it gets wide. So the Gemara says, on Daf Yutet, so Tashma mi Seifa. So we're going to try to extrapolate a proof from the Seifa of the Mishnah. This is Drasala Kli Bishibarto. If it stepped on a Kli and broke it, V'nafal HaShever Al Kli Acher, and then that Shever shot off and hit another Kli, V'Shibro, and broke that Kli. So you have Kli A and Kli B. So the animal stepped Kli A, and that's Regel. And then it shot off like something from Kli A that strode out and hit Kli B. Al Arishon Mishalem Nezek Shalem. So the Tana Mishnah says, Kli A, it's chayav complete nezek because that's regel. He says v'yal ha'achron chatzin nezek, and second Kli is going to be chatzin nezek. V'is sumchus, and if it would be like sumchus the way we had thought it might be, mi'itle chatzin nezek. Does sumchus hold chatzin nezek for tzro? No. So then it must be that our Mishnah is reflecting the shita l'chachamim. So then the Gemara says, wait, it could still be like sumchus. How? V'chitema rishon lahataza. When the Tana of the Mishnah says Rishon Masali Nezek Shalem, so we thought, in other words, the animal's walking, it steps on like a baz. And so we thought that's Rishon Nezek Shalem. The Gemara says maybe that's not Rishon. Maybe like a piece fell off that pot and shot another pot. Maybe the second pot is the Rishon. And maybe that pot shot off another one, and that's Shani. So the Gemara says, it says, Bechitim Rishon, Rishon Lahataza. Means the first one to receive something that shot off of it. And b'sheni sheni lahatazah. The second one isn't mentioned in the Mishnah, but the Gemara is extrapolating that there could be a sheni, would be sheni lahatazah. He says, b'shani le'lasumchus ben koacho l'koachocho. So perhaps when the Mishnah says that there's nezek shalem, it's not talking about the original keli that the cow or the steer stepped on. It's talking about the piece that broke off from there and shot into another keli. That's right, and that says nezek shalem. And then and then the Gemara says, and then the implication of the Mishnah would be that if another piece broke off from there and hit another keli, it would be chatzi nezek. So the Gemara says, so and then that would mean b'shani le'sumchus ben koko l'koachocho. So like the idea that we had before, that maybe even sumchus, since there's a difference between koko, where the first hits and then it goes off somewhere else, that's koachocho. So the Gemara says, but wait, if that's the pshad, el advai Rav Ashi, now this was, Rav Ashi posed the question, koachocho l'sumchus k'koko dami olav k'koko dami. Rav Ashi posed, is that the same for Sumpus or is that different for Sumpus? And that's what we had on line 10 of our Gemara. We had that question we just dealt with a few minutes ago. Tifshalei delav koko dami. So if that's the pshat in the Mishnah, then we have an easy answer for Avashin. The Mishnah goes like Sumpus, and the Mishnah clearly seems to make it worse, seems to make a distinction between koko and koko. So the Gemara says, no. Ravashi Kurabana Mukila. Ravashi, he holds, and the Mishnah goes like the Shita Lechachamim. So the Mishnah doesn't enlighten us about how Sumpus holds. So he's learning the Mishnah is going like the Chachamim. And when it talks about Sroor, it means guard variety Sroor, and that's Chasi Nezek. He says, Ubai Lahachi. And then, but his question is like this. So, in other words, the animal was kicking and it damaged the keli with kicking. Oh, tzror korachayu, or it kicked up the tzror korachayu, chatzi nezek. Hamachmat biyot revia nezek, v'yeshinui. So, Ravashi had a question like this. If, in other words, let's say instead of walking, let's say the Mishnah will go like the Chachamim. And the Mishnah will be teaching me that if a cow or whatever animal it is walking like a normal derech and it shoots off tzror out, so mele, it's chatzi nezek. That's a given. You're right, that's a Chachamim. But he had the question like this. That's one thing. But let's say the animal kicked up the pebbles, which is not like Korachayu. So would that be Rabbi Nezek, be a Shinui, like we had said earlier in the Gemara? O Dilma, I tam eva etet, be Zika, be Uta, O Tzor Machman, be Ut, Chatsi Nezek, be Ein Shinui, Teku. So in other words, his question is like this. If the animal kicks up the pebble, which is does a Shinui, would that still be Chatsi Nezek, or would that be Rabbi Nezek? We're doing the Sheet of the Chachamim. So that's a question that Ravashi had. Okay, 1 second. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Give me 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Right. Okay. So now this question of Ravashi, this is really the question that 1 second. Yeah, that we had on line 4 of our Gemara. Right, it's the same question we had on line 4 by Ravashi Ishinu Sur Levianezek. That was the question we started off today's daf with, and that's Ravashi's question. It's given that he learns the Mishnah the way we said it, in other words, so if the animal kicks something, Yechayv Nezek Shalim, that's Regel. Or if it's Sur Korachayu, it's Chatsi Nezek. But let's say he kicks the Sur, so that would that be Ravia Nezek, because it's a Shinui or not? So that the Gemara has the name of the result. Take it. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everything good? Okay, let's go on. Now, the second wide line on your Yud Ted Aleph. Baimini Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo, Rabbi Ami, Ba'ami Lami, Rabbi Bar Abba. So Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo poses this question, Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Aitama Lechet Bakom Shia Sharla. Now, let's say the animal is walking in a place where it's like pebbles all over the place. So it's impossible to walk without shooting up pebbles. So the way the Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, like they have these driveways with pebbles. So like, but the whole place, like he's in the neighbor's yard, and the whole yard is filled with these pebbles. He says, "She'ev sharla ilm came in atezet." So it's going to be like a rock holiday. Everything's shooting off. And then it kicks up a pebble, and the pebble does some damage. Mahu came into EF Shar. The kicking isn't normal, but there's going to be a million pebbles shooting in anyway. In other words, it's like a pebble holiday there. You know, it's like fireworks, but only with pebbles. So, and now it's kicking up something, but Mamela the pebbles would be shooting forth anyway, whatever's going on. He says to the Zika, Mahu came into EF Sharla or Chayu. Since anyway, there's no way to get into this property without pebbles going here, there, and the other place, maybe we'll say that's Orchei, and Mamela, then it's Chayev Chatzi Nezek. Odilma, Hashta Mie Beard coming out, that's right. Or maybe we'll say it's from the kicking that's doing it. Take it. Now, one second. Now, what's the din? So, what's the chilek between the two of them? So, one way that Rashi learns, if I'll say that with a shinui, it's a quarter nezek, that would be a chiluk. In other words, if I say that, in other words, we had the question before, if a regular straw is chatzi nezek, maybe when it kicks the pebble, it should be a quarter nezek. That's right. So if I say that, that would be the nafkamina lahalacha. Now, that's one possibility, and but we're talking about the chatzer and nizak. Now, another way to learn the sugya, which they mentioned in the R scroll, was the Rush says it's talking about in the Rishus HaRabim. So in the Rishus HaRabim, we'll see in a minute. So, one second. Right, that's exactly right. So, let me just get it out. One second. The Rush says the Rish Rabim, we say this like normal behavior, which is no damages, or Karen, where you be Chatzi Nezek. In other words, this assumes in the Rish Rabim, so we assume there's no Chatzi Nezek Sroro. So it's walking, if it's normal, then it's patur. But if I say it's a shinui, that's Karen, it's by Chatzi Nezek. That would be another nafkamina, another way to learn the sugya. Okay? All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Is Karen chayav in Rabim and Gafi?
Yeah, Karen is chayav in both. But remember, Rabbi Tarfon says
he
Karen. He holds it's Nezek Shalim in the Rosh Hashanah. Okay? All right, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, so we're lines, the six very wide line in Tetam and Aleph. Okay, by me name Rabbi Yirmi Meruzera. So Rabbi Yirmi posed the following question: Rabbi Zera, Haytama Lechet Bereshit Rabim. Now we have the word Ubata, but the Maram takes it out. We'll leave it out. He says, "Who's walking Bereshit Rabim? Be Tiza, be Zika." In other words, it's Chasin as extra, but in the Shud Rabim, Mahu. So we said there is no din with Chasin as the Rishit Rabim, but we'll see different opinions. He says, "Lekaren Medamin Alei V'Chayevet." Do we say? It's like Karen. In other words, Karen is Chatzi Nezek, and Karen is Chayev and Rosh Hashanah. So maybe Chatzi Nezek Shrod is also Chatzi Nezek. Maybe it is Chayev and Rosh Hashanah. Odilma told the regal who, or do I say Shrod? I told of regal, and regal was Patron Rosh Hashanah, Mupturah. So basically, he's saying, is there a din of Chatzi Nezek Shrod in Rosh Hashanah? On the one hand, I could say it's like Karen, because it's Chatzi Nezek, and Karen is Chayev and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. On the other hand, I could say it's a total of Regel, and Regel is not Chayev. No. Again, the Chamin hold is it's Chatzi Nezek, but Sukkos holds it's Nezek Shalim, but that wherever that would take place. Let's say the simple shot, Chatzi Nezek is Rosh Hashanah Nezek. Because Machloket is Chatzi Nezek or Nezek Shalim. That's with the Machloket become Simchas. But he's asking, now you're in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, is there a Hizchayv Tetzror or not in Rosh Hashanah Rabim? So on the one hand, if I say with the Chamim it's Chatzi Nezek, let's focus on the Shita Chamim. So on the one hand, it's like Karen, because it's Chatzi Nezek. So Karen's in the Rishis Rabim, so Surah also should be. On the other hand, it seems like a total regal, and regal is in Shayach, Rishis Rabim. So let's see back in the Gemara. He says, so that's the question that he poses to Rabbi Zera. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Zera says, Mistabra, total the regal who? Rabbi Zera says, the simple shot is total regal, and there's no Hischaibus, Rishis Rabim. Now, then he says, Itizib Rishis Rabim, Vizikib Rishis Yachid Mahu. Question two, let's say the animal is walking, and it shoots off the pebble in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and it crashes in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and causes damage. So Rabbi Zera says, Akira ain't kan, and Achi yesh kan. He says, look, there's no Akira. In other words, we said there's no Hischaibus in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So the Akira is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. You want to say there's Hanacha? And so it's no. So he's saying two things. He's saying there's no Hischaibus for Shroos in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's a dead letter. And if it shoots it off, it will also know Hischaibus. So Eight face Rabbi Yirmiya poses a question to the following Bryce to Rabbi Zera. Aitam alechet baderach. If the animal is walking on the way, the hitiza and it shot off a pebble, Bimber should yata, bimber should a rabbin, chayav. Whether it's just a rabbin or just a yata, you're chayav. My love, he teaser should a rabbin, he zikr should a rabbin. So he's asking a question. You said, there's just a rabbin, fully patur. Here it says, it's walking along, the pebble shoots off, whether it's just a yata or just a rabbin, it's chayav. So when it says just a rabbin, does it not mean that it shot off and just a rabbin and landed on just a rabbin? Lo. So Xavier says, no, he teaser should a rabbin, he zikr should a yachid. So no, it means it shot off from Rosh Hashanah and landed in Rosh Hashanah, then he's chayit. So he says, V'ha'amar akira inkan and afiyeshan. You just said that even in that case, it's patur. So Amar Lenei Hadribi. He says, oh, I changed my mind. I'm closer from that. So he said two halachot, that there's no hischaivos in Rosh Hashanah, and no hischaivos if the akira is in Rosh Hashanah and hanach is in Rosh Hashanah. So the second part, he's closer. He says, there is a hischaivos for that. Okay, now eight fang.
Akira and Hanafa, that's like a
job. Right.
How does that come to
Nazareth?
Where did I say
you
have to have the Akira?
He's just
a projectile.
Right. So the projectile is starting somewhere and ending somewhere. So we're saying there's just a Rabbim and you're Patur. That's clear. So here it starts on the Rabbim and ends on the Yachid. So he's saying, I have a Akira borrowing a term from the local Shabbos, but you know, for Nazikin. I have a Kira and Shus Rabin, a Nachal and Shus Yachid. So the whole.
Which is first? He's asking, which is Chayat, the initiator or the end result? Is that what
he said? Well, he's saying, when I have Straw Road that started off from a place of Tur, but the end result is the place where he's Chayat, so is there his Chayat or not? That's what he's saying. Okay, so we're saying there is his Chayat. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So, we're I think five lines from the bottom, right? So the Gemara says Efe. So he asks him another question. He says this is from a different. This is from our Mishnah. He says Garsalakli. If the animal stepped on a keli, the shibarton broke it, and it followed shever al kli acher, and then the shever shot off to another keli, the shibro al rishon mishalim nezek shalim for the first. Keli, he's chayz nezek shalim. That's regel. He's chayv. V'al achron shalim chazi nezek. And for the second keli, he's chayv chazi nezek. The tani Allah, and we learn in the brisa concerning our mishnah, v'mem arurim v'rishud anizak. That's arurim v'rishud anizak. Aval v'rishud arabim. If this took place in v'rishud arabim, al rishon p'tura. Right, the rishon p'tura is regel, like Yosef was saying. He says, Vela Afron Chayevet. But for the second Kaili, he be Chayet. So my love, he teaser Bershut Arabim, Bezika Bershut Arabim. Is it not that the way the Brisa is talking about it, Bershut Arabim, it means the animal is walking Bershut Arabim and the damage was done Bershut Arabim, and it's saying that there's still a Chatzin Ezek, that's Chayev. So there is this Chayevus there, that's against you. So he says, no, he teaser Bershut Arabim, Bezika Bershut Yachid. No, it's shot off from Bershut Arabim, Lane Bershut Yachid. So I don't know why he's going to go over this again. Amrit Akira Einkan and Anacha Yeshkan, but you said before that if it's not both Akira and Anacha in the same Rishus, it's not going to be Hischaivus, and here it's mix and match. I'm really a Hajibi. I'm a closer for that. Okay, Ini, let's go wrap up this Sugya. Ini, is this true? Turn page on the top line of the days. Is it true that there's no Hischaivus from Chatzinezik Straw Road in the Rishus Rabin? Baha'amar Rabbi Yochanan said, top line, Ein chatzinezek chaluk lo l'rishud yachid lo l'rishud rabim. That there's no difference for chatzinezek between rishud yachid and rishud rabim. So that, in other words, the din of chatzinezek is going to be across the rishud yachid and rishud rabim. So that's not looking good for you, Rabbi Zeira. So he says, my love, is it not he teased rishud rabim b'zik rishud rabim? Was it not that Rabbi Yochanan was speaking that even if it's walking Rosh Hashanah and shoots off a pebble, lands in Rosh Hashanah, that this is Chayvus. There's no difference between Rosh Hashanah and Chatzinezek. Lo, he teased Rosh Hashanah, be Zika Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, in other words, Rabbi Yochanan says the din of Chatzinezek applies to Rosh Hashanah and shoots Rosh Hashanah. So you said that if the animal's walking Rosh Hashanah and it shoots the pebble off and lands in Rosh Hashanah, there was no hischaivus, but here he's saying there would be hischaivus. No, Rabbi Yochanan is speaking that when he said Rosh Hashanah meant that the animal was in the Rosh Hashanah and shot it off and landed Rosh Hashanah. But Amri Akira ain't Hanacha Yeshkam, but you said there's no Akira. Should it be Hanacha? Should it, even when it goes for Shustrom and Shusiakid? I'm really hard to be. I changed my mind. I don't know why the Gemara has to go there three times, but that's it. Now, Ebaid Ema, wait, give me two lines. Ebaid Ema, or else I could say, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochanan Akeren. Or I could say, when Rabbi Yochanan said there's no Yachid Rabim, Chatzi Nezek, he wasn't talking about straw, he's talking about Karen. That Karen is Chatzi Nezek, whether it's just Yachid or there's just Rabim. Okay, what's the question? All right, done. It wasn't that good. We wait and we did it. Okay, now. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, let's go on. Okay, so now we're around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's line 6 on Yutenamud Beis. Yativ Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya is the grandson of Rebbe. So he says, Yativ Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, he was sitting down. Rebbe Oshia, Akilad Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, seems like the way the Arsu had Nasiya. So in other words, Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya and Rebbe Oshia are sitting on Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya's porch. Nafak Miltim Binayhu, and the question arose between them. Kishushab is Naba Mahu. What if the animal, let's say it's a lamb, or I don't know if that, it's walking down the Rishus Arabim and it's wagging its tail and it damages a keli with bats, you know, a keli with the tail. Oh, we'll see. It's a Mahu. So again, Regel is Pater in Rishus Arabim. So he says, Amar Le Idach, so whichever one asked the question, the other one said, do we expect the person to hold on to the tail and walk down to Rishus Arabim? Yeah. So Ihachi Karenami Nema B'chiyok Zenebi Karen V'yelech. So, but why is Karen Chayiv in Rishus Arabim? In other words, do I expect somebody to hold on, you know, to an ox by his horn? That he, in other words, I'm Chayiv for the. We'll see. He says, we'll see what's normal, what's not normal. We're going to be Karen V'yelech. So the Gemara says, Haki Hashta, Karen love Orche. So Karen is not the normal Derek, like you were saying, hot Orche. But with the tail, that is normal. So Vachim Yachar, the Orche, might be Bailey. But if it's the Derek, what was the question to begin with? In other words, it seemed too Pashut. Right. In other words, regular is Derek, and this Derek, and so Patur. Kishkush Yiterim Bailey. In other words, if the animal was doing kishkash yitera, in other words, right, a two of vigorous, like really whack, I don't know which animal has a big tail, maybe it could even be a horse, whatever, I don't know, but like a vigorous, you know, whack with a tail, different dogs have different tails, whatever, but anyway, we get the idea. So that was the question that was being posed. That was being the question that was being posed. But assuming that's the question that's being posed, it sounds like that they're concluding that it's patur. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? All right, next. Now, by Rav Eina posed the following question. Kishkisha ba'amatamahu. Let's say the animal was sexually excited, and it's like its male member is like wagging, you know, and it's whacking something, like breaking something. What's the halacha? So, miyamrin and midahava karen. So, maybe we could say it's like karen in this case. Karen lab yisraka takitle. Karen, like the animal, gets overly emotionally excited and gore something. So he says, Hakanami Loshina. So here too, it got, you know, sexually excited and it's whacking. So maybe there should be a Chatzinezek. Odilma, Karen coming out to Lahazik. Or maybe you say like this, Karen, the animal intends to do damage. He says, Hi, coming out to Lahazik. Here the animal isn't trying to damage anything, he's just walking his way. So the Gemara leaves that as a take. We're not able to resolve that. Okay. I'm moving on unless anybody has any questions, comments, or thoughts. Okay. Yeah, let me just take a quick peek at this. This is okay. Now. All right. Now, the Gemara goes back to the quote from the Mishnah. Let me just read the line of the Mishnah again. Okay, now, Daf Yud Zayin, turn back to Yud Zayin quickly, if you would. So, the Mishnah says, the first wide line on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, rather. HaTarnagolim Uadim Lalech Kedarkan, chickens are muad, meaning they're forewarned to walk in the normal fashion that they go, Ulashaber, to break things. Hayad Dalil Kashur Baraglav. Now, if you look at the Rashi on Delil, where is it? Yeah, five lines to the bottom. Dalil Kashub Raglo, Kuldavar Nikshub Regal Tarnagol Kari Dalil. So Rashi says anything that's connected to a chicken's leg is called a Dalil. Vid the Garci Dalil. Some say Dalil is a bucket. So I said a bucket yesterday, but from the first, that's the second shot Rashi. But the first shot Rashi says like anything that's connected to the chicken's leg. So Hayad Dalil Kashub Raglav, Oshaya Mahadesu Mashaber Kalim, who was jumping, hopping up and down, breaking Kalim. Mishalim Chatzi Nezek. Pays Chatzi Nezek. All right, let's see back. The Gemara is going to look at this case. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara now on New Tenement Base. Hatarnagolim Udim Lech Dark El Shaber Bechule, Amra Hunalu Shanu El Shanikshar Mei Lab. Now, the Gemara thinks in the Havamina that when we said that the chicken was walking and had Dalil Kashur Braglav, we think that what happened was that the chicken, let's say the chicken has a bucket that's connected to it, somebody else walks and trips and breaks their neck on the bucket. In other words, that's what we think is happening. Now, in other words, the bucket is connected to the chicken, and the chicken moves the bucket, and then somebody walks along and you know, falls down and breaks their leg. We're like, what? That's exactly right. That's what we think the pshat is. So let's see this back in the Gemara. So he says, so Rav Huna says, Loshana Loshanikshar Me'ilav, that it just got tied on by itself to the chicken. Aval Ksharo Adam, but if somebody had tied the bucket to the chicken, Chayav, and we think Chayav means, we'll see who's Chayav, but we'll see, that's what the Gemara's going to ask. So Nikshar Me'ilav, so when, if it's tied by itself, Man Chayav. So Rav Huna says, the Mishnah says that it was Nikshar Me'ilav. The Mishnah says, we'll have to see this in a minute. The Mishnah says, Dalil Kashur Raglav, Mushabra Kilim, Nishabra Katsi Nezek. Then the Mishnah says the Dalil was Nikshar on the chicken, and we think somebody like fell over this bucket and injured themselves, that somebody is Chayav Katsi Nezek. Who is Chayav Katsi Nezek? And why the Chayav Katsi Nezek? We'll see in a minute, but let's see back in the Gemara. So Rav Huna said, Lo Shal Shanikshar Me'ilav, it got tied by itself. So the Gemara says, Avak Sharo Dam Chayav, Nikshar Me'ilav, Man Chayav. So if it's tied by itself, who should be Chayav? Ilay Mabal Hadlil, if it's the owner, let's say the bucket or whatever, he says, Hey Chidan, what's the case? Ida Atznei, if the owner had, you know, secured his item or hid it away, Anusu, he's honest, I can't help the chicken got a hold of it. Beid Lo Atznei, if he didn't do that, he left it in a way the chicken get a hold of it, Toshehu, he's negligent, so he should be Chayav Nezek Shalim, not Chatzi Nezek. Mishnah says it's Chayav Chatzi Nezek. The Mishnah said, with this case, Chatzi Nezek. Ella, Chayav Baal Tarnagol. So the Gemara says, if that's not the case, it must be, and assuming that Rav Huna says it's Nikshar Me'ilav, it must be the owner of the chicken is Chayav Chatzi Nezek. So the Gemara says, Maishna Kula Nezek Delo. Why is the owner of the chicken not Chayav complete Nezek? Why? So again, what would be the Nezek? Like he was saying, boar. In other words, if this pail, whatever it is like creating an obstacle in Rosh Rabim, so if I dig a boar in Rosh Rabim, I'm Chayav completely, though. So why is the owner of the chicken, we think, only Chayav Chatzi Nezek? So he says, Maishnar Kula Nezek Delo, why not complete Nezek? Detiv Kiv Tafish Boar, below shore boar. So the Torah says, if a person digs a bore, a pit, and not that his shore digs a pit. In other words, that the human creates the obstacle, not that the animal creates the obstacle. In other words, his kaivus for bore is when I dig the bore, I create the bore. Not that I let my chicken out, my chicken grabs this thing and then creates the thing. So chatzi nezek nami, so if that's the case, why is even chayv chatzi nezek? Yish bore below shore bore, it should be the same thing. So we can't understand pshat in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah is talking about what I said, that the Dalil got attached to the chicken by itself, and the owner of the Dalil is not implicated in it, so why is the owner of the chicken Chayav Chatzi Nezek? Ella, so the Gemara says, no, we misunderstood the Mishnah. Ella Matnitin, the Adye Aduye. The Mishnah is talking about something totally different. The Mishnah is talking about that the chicken found this item and then like threw it like Sroro. In other words, it was attached to either the pail or whatever it was, and then it kicked it and landed somewhere and it smashed and destroyed a keli. Sroro, Chatzi Nezek. So the Mishnah is talking about it didn't Sroro. It's not talking about what I said before with the boar or anything like that. It's something about din and sorot. He says, now, so what about Rav Huna's statement, Lo Shalom Shnei Shomrei Lav? So Rav Huna never made the Mishnah our Mishnah. The Gemara assumed that he made it concerning our Mishnah. But he admired Rav Huna when Rav Huna made that statement about Nikshar Me'ilav al Kshor Dom Chayav, but Alma Itmar, he made that statement with in reference in general, but not to our Mishnah, which was Delil Hefter, that let's say I have a Delil, let's say a bucket that's Hefter, I'm Rav Huna, Nikshar Me'ilav Patur. So Rav Huna says, if the chicken got involved with this Delil that was Hefter, so there's no owner for it, and the owner of the chicken is Patur. Sharo Adam, but if somebody tied the bucket to the chicken, and now somebody is slipping on this bucket, Chayav, Mishum Mai Chayav, so Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Mishum Boroa Mitkalikleel, Baraglea Adam Raglea Behema. There was the person who takes that bucket, and it was a bucket of Hefker, and he ties it to the chicken. Chicken to the Rishus Rabbit. It's not even his chicken, but he ties it to the chicken. The person who tied the bucket to the chicken is Chayav for Bora Mitgalgal. It was like a rolling boar. It was the chicken's going. It's like, you know, dragging this thing along, and it's going to like mess up people. And that's what Rav Huna's statement was about. But the Mishnah is really teaching a din in Sororot. That the chicken, you know, got caught up with something and like flung it, and then it landed and crashed and broke a kaling. It was attached, but somehow it flung it, and then it could have had a rope and whatever, it flung it, whatever. It got attached by itself. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right, everybody good? All right, let's wrap up the daf today, and then we'll go on. Now, okay, so the last hour line on the attendant days. Manitin, Ketzad Hashem Mu'edet Le'echol Et Ara'uila. So how is Shane Muad? We said, Shane, you're responsible for what my animal eats. Obviously, Rosh Hashanah. So it says, La'chol Ra'uilah. So a Muad, if the animal eats, which is appropriate food for it. Ha'behema Muadet La'chol Peirot Birakot. A behema, domesticated animal, is Muad to eat Peirot Birakot. It means, you know, fruits and vegetables. Sounds like a dietitian type of thing. He says, Achla K'sut O'Kalim. Let's say my animal ate a shirt or kalim. He says, "Mashalim chatzin nezek." That's irregular. That would be karen. That's mishuna. That would be a dinin karen. Okay, b'mem amurim b'rishuta nizak. That's about b'rishuta rabim patur. In other words, for Shane is patur and b'rishuta rabim. Now, as far as certain kalim are concerned, I think we'll see different chitot. Now b'im nehenet. Now, the Gemara says, though, that if my animal ate, and it sounds like even if it ate in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so, in other words, let's say I have a sheep and it eats lunch every day, and now it ate up, you know, caviar for lunch. The caviar was worth $1,000, but the regular lunch for the sheep would be, let's say, $50. So now I've benefited. The measure of damages will not be the cost of the caviar, because that's Shane versus Rabin's Patur, but I am chayiv to pay the amount, like 50, the regular meal that I would do for the animal. He says, Ketzad, Mishalemet Mashanene, Achlami Tocha Rechava, if the animal ate food in the middle of the street or the square, Mishalem Mashanene, Mitzidei Rechava, if it eats it on the sides of the Rechava, which is not a dinner Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Mishlam and Masha Yizika. In other words, that would be like Shane, Rosh Hashanah Yizak. Mipetach HaChanot, Mishlam and Masha Nene. If it eats from the opening, the entranceway of the store, so that's Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so it's Mishlam and Masha Nene. Mitoch HaChanot, if it goes in the store, whatever, Mishlam and Masha Yizika. Then it's Chayav, that's Rosh Hashanah Yizak. All right. All right, now line six. Okay, now Gemara. Right. Right. Whatever his normal meal would be. Right. Okay. Now the Gemara says. Now the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan, Hashem Muedet Lechol Et Ra'uila. So Shane is Muad means that you're forewarned. You know you're responsible when it eats what's Ra'ui for it. Ketzad Behemah Shnichnas Lechatzar Nizak. Let's say behema goes into the chatzar of the nizak. Reuben's behema goes into Shimon's yard. Va'achla ochlan a ruin law. and ate food that's appropriate for it. V'shatzam ashken amrila, and ate things that are appropriate to drink. V'shalem nezek shalem. V'chein chaya, sh'nichnasa l'chatzer anizak. A chaya is a wild animal. It goes into the chatzer anizak. V'tarfa behema, rips up, let's say, a lamb, you know, something like that. V'achla basar, and ate meat. V'shalem nezek shalem. Right. Now, the Braisa continues. U'para shakla s'orim. Now, s'orim is normally chamor food. So I have a para, a cow, but it ate s'orim, it ate barley. The chamor normally eats s'orim, sha'achal karshim, that eats para food. The keleb shli kekar shemen, a dog licked up oil, apparently, I'm assuming that's something appropriate for the chazer. The chazer shakal katicha shabasar, and the chazer ate a piece of meat, which is something that the dog would normally eat. Mishalim nezek shalim. We're going to see, let's be patient. So Amara Papa, so Rav Papa is saying the reason it's nezek shalem because it's not their normal food, but if they have no other food, they'll eat it. In other words, it's not the typical food that they would eat, but it's like Michael says, they're animals and they know the food, they'll eat it. So he says, so the halacha is so that's considered to be achila, and Rashi says the second white line, meaning, even if it would eat it and didn't have to eat it, I'm chayv nezek shalem. Hai shunra, a cat, the akla tamare, it ate dates. The chamara, a donkey, the akhil binitha, it ate fish. Mishalem nezek shalem. That's not the normal food, but you know, I assume cat would eat the fish and chamor would eat the dates. But if they did a verse, so it's also chayv nezek shalem. Now, the Gemara says five lines from the bottom. Ahu chamara, the akhil nama, Upalse the sala. A certain donkey ate bread and then chewed up the basket that the bread was in. So the bread got destroyed and the basket got destroyed. Chive Rav Yehuda, l'shalem nezek shalem anama, yasala chasi nezek. So Rav Yehuda was mechayev, the owner of the donkey, to pay complete nezek for the bread, which is normal. We'll see. Yasala chasi nezek. And for the basket, chasi nezek. So chasin, in other words, that's mashuna. Yamai, the Gemara says, came into orchin meichal nama. Since the donkey normally eats bread, orchin nama lefelusi sala. So the derech would be to chew up the basket. So you should be chayim the nezek shalim for both. So the Gemara says the acha of a hadar palis. The Gemara says the case was first it ate the bread, and then it was done with lunch, and then it chewed up the basket, and then it chewed up the basket. So chewing up the basket after they ate the meal, so that's mashuna. That's the case with that. Now, Morris says, "Upat orchehu," you mean that bread is the normal derech for the donkey to eat bread. Raminu, we pose a contradiction from the following brisa. The brisa says, doesn't say what animal, but an animal, achla pat ubasar betavshiol, if an animal ate bread and meat, and tavshiol is a cooked dish, mishalim chatzinezek, my love, the behema, is it not that the brisa is talking about a behema? So, that menu, which would include pot, basar, and tavshil, would not be suitable for a behema. So the Tan of the Bryce says it's chasinezek because it's not darko. But we just said the chamor did eat the bread and he was chasinezek shalem. So Gemara says lo b'chaya. No, I'll say that Bryce is talking about a chaya, wild animal. So the Gemara says chaya basar or chayhu. He says, if it's talking about a chaya, so chaya, meat, that's the normal derech to eat the meat. That's what a chaya wants to eat. He says, dematve, that the meat was roasted, so the chaya normally won't eat roasted meat, and that's why it made it not its derech, so it's chatzinezek. So again, we think right now that bread is the normal food, we think, for the chamor, and we think meat would be the normal food for a chaya, but if it's roasted, wouldn't be the normal food, but it ate it, but so that's chatzinezek. The Gemara is for saying that the wild animals normally don't eat roasted food. I don't know. Now, the Ebrite Ema, or else in the alternative, I could say, Batavia, that the Brisa was talking about a deer. A deer is herbivorous, just eats, you know, things that grow. It doesn't eat meat, so that's Chasinezek. Okay. The Ebrite Ema, or else I could say, the Olam Behema, that no, in Achinami, the Brisa was talking about a Behema. But it was, why was it Lav Orche? Ubiptor, the food was on the table. So then the animal doesn't normally reach up to the table to eat the food, and it did. Now, we'll do a few more lines, and then we'll call it a day. So on top line, Chaf Amud Aleph. Ahu Barucha, it was a goat. The chazal lifta puma dadana. It sort of turn up on top of a barrel. Sarich salik achla lifta. So it like caught up. Sounds like a big barrel or whatever, and climbed up and ate the turnip. The tavri ladana and broke the whole jug. So chive rava a lifta vaadane vaadana nezek shalim. So rava was mechuyev the owner of the goat for both the turnip and for the barrel nezek shalim. So he says my taima came into orcha. In other words, that it's not the normal. In other words, shein is chayav for. But it's not the normal derech to break the barrel, so that should be like mishuna. So the Gemara says, "My time I came into Orchin lemeicha lifta. Since the way of the goat to eat turnip, Orchinami the struchi lemislai. It's also the way to climb up and get the turnip. So Melab, that's why it's nezek shalim for both of them. Okay. Now, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did? Okay. Let's see. We have a little bit here, and that'll be it. Now, all right. Let me just do about Boram at Galgal, and then we'll see if we have more time. The greatest people know how to apply even the most obscure Talmudic teachings to their everyday lives. Rabbi Victor Neben Sal Shlita illustrates just how this trait was manifest in his illustrious mentor, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Sal. Years ago, when they used to sell salt and sugar out of big sacks, one particular shopkeeper made a terrible mistake. Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this case. Instead of selling sugar from... Did I mention this to you? I think I mentioned you a couple... Instead of selling sugar, not today, but a while ago, instead of selling sugar from the sack of sugar... He doled out what he thought was sugar to all of his customers from the sack of salt. People baked cakes and made all sorts of dishes requiring sugar with salt instead. Very many dishes were completely ruined. And the question was if the merchant was responsible to compensate his customers for the cost of all the ingredients that were wasted by inclusion in ruined dishes. My Rebbe ruled that he must pay, just like the owner of Bor Hamit Galgal, a hazardous object that is kicked around by people and animals, must pay for any damage that results, even though another party is unknowingly doing the damage. So too, in our case, the shopkeeper must pay all the consequent damage of his inadvertent mix-up. But Neben Sal concluded, although some say that Rav Shlomo Zalman did not rule absolutely that the shopkeeper is responsible because of this, but merely considered the possibility, the very fact that he applied the principle of Bor Hamit Galgal here is truly remarkable. He told me that Bor Hamit Galgal is not a concept that should be relegated to Lachat Baba Kama Yutet. Must learn to see how this applies in our daily life experience. In other words, it's very tricky applying all these klalim to our lives. You know, let's see, he's got a little bit here. All right, let's see. Now, the Rif writes that one is exempt from paying for damages of chain and regular in the public domain, which is a rabbim, that's normal behavior. The Rush questions why the Rif didn't simply quote the pasuk, the ever stay affair, and a consumer in another's field. She's the one who's exempt from damages of chain and regular in the public domain. In other words, the pasuk says you're only chayav b'stei acher, but the Rif says he gives a reason why you're not chayav b'shus rabim because it's an orca, that's the normal way of an animal. Rush answers the Rif is offering a rationale behind the pasuk, the verse. Why did the Torah exempt one from paying for damages of shin regel in the b'shus rabim? Because it's common for animals to walk there. It's impossible for the owner to be with the animals at all times. An application of this rationale would be a case of a long beam where one end is in the b'shus rabim, the other is in the b'shus yachid. According to the Rush's explanation of the Rif, if an animal was to step on the beam in the public domain and it caused damage in the private domain, the owner would be exempt, since it's normal for animals to walk on things in the public domain. In other words, if it's regel, so the Rishus Rabim on Patur. Now, the students of the Rashba disagree with this ruling. They maintain, based on our Gemara, that the owner of the animal is not exempt. The conclusion of our Gemara is that if an animal is walking in the public domain, in other words, straw road, we saw it started on the Rishus Rabim and the Rishus Yachid Yerkayim. He says, and breaks the utensil of private domain, the owner is obligated to the damages. Seemingly, the case of the beam and the case of the stone are the same, that they both involve an action that takes place in the Rosh Sarabim, damage occurs in the Rosh Siyaka. So, in other words, what's the difference between an animal walking and the stone shoots up and damages the Rosh Siyaka, which we said that's happening in Patur? And the case where you have the beam and it's hanging in the Rosh Sarabim and the Rosh Siyaka, the animal steps on the beam and somehow it causes damage in the Rosh Siyaka. Why should that be any different? So Or Sameach suggests two cases are not the same. So the Rif said he's patur because animals walk, which is a rabbin, but the Talmidim the Rosh Bai asked the question. The Or Sameach suggests that two cases are not the same. The case of the beam, the animal steps on the beam of the Rosh Hashanah, while at least part of the beam remains in the Rosh Hashanah, and damage occurs in the Rosh Hashanah. In contrast, the case of Argon was a case where the action of stepping on the stone occurred in the Rishus Rabim. The stone did not break the utensil after it entered the Rishus Ayaki. Accordingly, in the case of the beam, we could say it is considered damages that occurred in the Rishus HaRabim, since the beam never left the area and the owner is exempt. But in the case of the stone, since the stone entered the Rishus HaYakid before damage, the utensil is considered damage that occurred in the Rishus HaYakid, so the owner is obligated to pay. Okay, I'm going to call it a day. 1 second. You just end it.